Hey, Jesus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We can get started with Martin.
Hey, Jesus, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I know breaking ball is kind of your focus this spring, trying to add that. Was that kind of the focus in this outing, and how do you think that went for you today?
Yeah, it definitely was. I threw three different types of breaking balls. Finally threw a turkey sub, which I was happy about. Hadn't thrown in a couple prior year. But yeah, no, it was good. I slider felt good. The harder curveball felt good. I didn't throw that many changeups. So yeah, my focus was the breaking ball, and it felt good.
You threw that 65 mile per hour, and then you came back with 97 a couple pitches later. I mean, that variety and velocity, and I know it's kind of obvious, but I mean, how much better of a pitcher can that make you, just in terms of, you know, attacking hitters, throwing that kind of randomly in there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely does, and I've known that since Brian Howard showed me it in Double A. But I was just kind of like not scared to throw it. I was just kind of tentative to throw it my first year in the big leagues. I didn't know how it would work. And then this year, just found some confidence in it. And then I'm going to start throwing it. So, you know, I'm glad to have it back, because it definitely does, like you said, you know, 30 miles an hour difference is a big difference.
Matt?
Hey, just overall, was that just about as kind of as smooth a spring debut as you could have asked for?
Besides the first batter that I forgot how to throw a fastball for a strike, and then Gallo in the last inning, yeah, it was pretty smooth.
What is the origin of the term turkey sub?
Brian Howard, we were in Midland, and it's just a turkey sub, nothing to write home about, just gets the job done. So 65 minor curveball, just gets the job done. It's nothing crazy.
Jess?
Hey, Jesus, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Love the turkey sub. That's great. So it's often said you're very mature about how you approach your pitching, despite having a lot of promise, hype, whatever you want to call it. How are you able to kind of stay level-headed when you get on the mound, knowing you have a lot of hype around you?
I don't know. I don't really pay too much mind to that. I just kind of try to focus on what I'm working on. As soon as, you know, the first inning, obviously bitters, just kind of normal for me. As soon as the first guy walked them, it got under my skin, and I think it just, everything else goes out of my mind, and I just kind of zone into what I need to do. So for me, that walk probably helped me out.
Manolo?
Jesús, ¿cómo está? ¿Cómo está todo?
Todo bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Can you talk a little bit about how much those sides and simulated games you guys have been throwing in other fields, because I understand that was kind of a change from the past, that you're throwing a lot of simulated games and pitching to your own hitters?
Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to feel about it when we first got here, and then I started doing it and being able to throw three innings, or I threw four innings to Oli, Ramon, Jed, Chappie, my last outing, and just being able to mid at bat ask them, hey, what did you see there? Did that move? You know, was it late? Do you see it coming out of my hand? All these different things that we ask the hitters, and that they respond to us, and then we talk about it at the end of the inning. Those are things that you can't do in a real game. So especially when we got guys working on certain things, I think it's, you know, very beneficial.
Yes. One other thing, the first outing usually in the spring is maybe one inning, two innings. You were able to go four and about 50 pitches. Of course, that's a beneficial for you. You believe that you'll be able to work so much going so long in your first outing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we took our time in the sim games, built up pretty well to the point where our pitch count's pretty high now. And being able to come out here and throw four innings is great, confidence-wise, feel-wise, and, you know, just knowing that, you know, we got the first outing under our belt.
John? John, I think you're muted.
Sorry about that. Wanted to ask, you know, Major League Baseball is putting in some new rules at the minor league level, particularly in A ball, when it comes to pickoff moves. They're saying that a third attempt at a pickoff, if the runner isn't caught, it is a balk. And they want you to step off completely before throwing. It's to ramp up the running game, obviously. And I was just wondering how you think of that as a pitcher, particularly a left-hander.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you last time I picked off three times in a row. I feel like, you know, we do a pretty good job. A lot of us just holding guys, doing holds. You know, when we do have to pick, we pick. But I don't think, you know, for me, it won't cause a problem. It wouldn't cause a problem. I'm sure a lot of guys kind of feel the same way. A lot of guys kind of just want the ball and go. But if you got to keep a guy at bay, then it's a little different. But I don't think it'll cause a big problem.
Just curious about your overall feeling about pace of play, run scored, and everything, because obviously it's become a different game with more home runs, more walks, more strikeouts. So the little game has kind of gone away over the years, and it seems like they're throwing in some rule changes to maybe try to bring it back. Or would you be in favor of that?
Yeah, I'd be 100% in favor of less home runs and more strikeouts. So if we could do that. But other than that, I mean, I know that, like you said, the running game kind of slowed down lately, not as much bunting in baseball. So I think the game has changed a little bit. If it goes back to the old way, I wouldn't mind it. If it stays the way it is, I wouldn't mind it. It's just the day we are, like, you know, kind of the life we live now.
Yeah, thanks.
Martin?
Jesus, did you get a chance to interact with Chris Davis and Jonah Heim at all? And was it kind of weird facing them today?
It was definitely weird. You know, just seeing KD in the box, definitely have to keep a straight face, but, you know, it's friendly competition for sure. I'll probably shoot him a text later on. And then I've talked to him a couple times. And then Jonah, of course, I've played with Jonah since high A. So it's a good friend of mine. And, you know, it's just fun competing against him. I was trying to throw him the turkey sub, but I didn't get to it.
Jacob?
Hi, Jesus. This morning, Bob had said that you had gotten a lot of advice and you worked a lot with Yusmeiro Petit. And I'm curious what you've learned from him and just kind of the impact that he's had on you.
Yus has helped me out about a lot of things. On the field, off the field, just how to be mature, how to have a routine, how to handle your business like a big leaguer. But at the same time, pitching-wise, last year, we had a lot of conversations about, you know, I was struggling at times. Just about my body and how it moves on the mound, how my delivery, you know, little things that when you get nitpicky with it, it's very like fine tuning mechanics, but clearly those mechanical changes cause a big difference in my delivery. So for me, you know, he helped me out a lot with my mechanics at the end of last year that I worked on throughout this year. And then now we are where we are.
Manolo?
Jesus, this has to do a little bit with what John Shea just asked. It's about the new baseball. They're saying that this new baseball, the ball is traveling less. But one of the things they say is that it helps the pitchers have a better grip on the baseball. Have you sensed any difference with the use of this new baseball in that regard?
No, not really. I just feel like the ball feels the same in my hands as last year, or I haven't been able to tell the difference. So, it feels about the same. Feels the same coming out of my hand. So I haven't been able to notice anything.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jesus.